Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Manu Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca worldwide. Today, we're starting a new thing on Saluau, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We are going to be doing a series where I'm interviewing writers, musicians, and social activists who may have been a little shy about promoting themselves or talking about what they're doing. So I'm going to be asking people about four things: their passion, their product, especially if they're self-published or independent artists. And we're going to be asking about their purpose. And we're going to be telling listeners how they can contact and support your purpose. My guest today is the internationally acclaimed information diva, Miss Deborah Thorne. Deborah, I know you identify with Saluau's outreach to individual writers and artists, but you visited us before with one of your other passions, which is conflict resolution. But I'm going to ask you, what are you passionate about?
Thank you so much, Charlotte. I'm passionate about a lot of things. The conflict resolution where kids are concerned is my number one passion. However, I am also very focused and passionate about getting people to write their first book, particularly women. We have stories that need to be told. History will be told by the person who wrote the story, and I want us all to be able to tell how we believe history is playing out right now, because there are a lot of different things happening, and that's what's really having me push forward.
And I know you have your ear to the ground internationally, because you're working on a number of things where you're talking with, what do you say, women and enlightened men around not only their books, but making a business of their books. And CJSF has one of the things that we are known for is giving a space for independent musicians, giving a space for their music to be played, to be aired. And often musicians, as I know from trying to get bios from publicists and so forth, they're not used to the next job of having to be an entrepreneur. So I think that's one of the things that's part of your purpose as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. I believe that, people say cash is king. Well, I believe that content is queen. And content can come in so many forms, whether it's a book, it's music, it's any of your creative arts that you can put in a space where people can get it, can purchase it, can learn who you are and what you do. And so I'm about helping people figure out what is the easiest, the quickest way to do it as an independent. That too long we have depended on an older system that let other people determine whether or not what we were doing was good enough to go out into the social place or not. And now with technology the way it is, we get to make a lot of those decisions ourselves. And that's what I work hard to help people do. How do you get your book out quickly? And how do you get it in a place where people can purchase it or have access to it? The same goes true for your music or a class that you've put together, whatever information is. I'm the information diva. Information is a commodity. And I want to teach people how to take advantage of that commodity themselves and not have to depend on others to tell you when it's okay or good enough. To paraphrase Tyler Perry, the, artist that he is, he said, while everybody is begging for a seat at the table, he would be down in Atlanta building his own. And that's really how I feel. And that's how the Leverage Conference for Speakers, Authors, and Entrepreneurs came about. I was tired of asking people for seats at their table. I decided I'd create my own table and then invite people, anybody who wanted to try. Come on, this is what we do. Well, collaboration is part of our bigger conversation about a leverage. Okay, you know, I said it was the leverage conference for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs. And we define leverage as networking plus collaboration equals opportunity, and that's leverage. So where I can do something by myself and you can do something by yourself, if we come together just like this, we're coming together having a conversation. Now it's a radio show. We can then record it and send it somewhere else, and it's a teaching point. We can do these things without having to ask someone else's permission, without having to go through someone else. And for me, that's what collaboration is about. Let's get together, let's get to know each other, and figure out a way that we can put our heads together and do bigger and better things.
Okay. You know, as we mentioned, networking and collaboration, it makes me think of something that CGSF has done on the campus. They encourage people to become a volunteer. Now, I've volunteered for a lot of things where they give me a little plaque at the end of the year, or they give me something to put on the wall, which is nice. But the thing I really love about the volunteer program at CGSF is whatever area of radio that you're interested in, if it's music, if it's being a host, if somebody just likes to listen to the albums that people send in and cue them up or, you know, make comments on them, this is one of the things that the station has done, and it's made it possible for people to network. We often miss what are the networking opportunities, because networking, people, a lot of people have that picture in their head that you go somewhere and you've got a bunch of cards, a bunch of samples, and you run around glad handing. What do you think of, what does networking mean to you?
Oh, have I seen that picture where somebody comes in with a box of cards and is just passing them out. For me, networking is getting to know a couple of people in the room. There could be 100 people in the room. I want to meet three at the most, because I want to deep dive with those three, be up and be able to set up some time to have coffee, whether it's digitally or in person, where we can sit down and talk and I can understand what you do. I think that people have a total misunderstanding about networking. They go to networking events to sell their product or service. The challenge is nobody goes to a networking event to buy a product or service. What we go to events for is I want to find out who's in the room, what they're doing. And my first question is, how can I support you? Okay, because that's what it's about. That's how we find out what other people are doing. I really like the idea of volunteering, because it then takes it out from being about you and what you're trying to do to you and what you have to offer. And the more you have to offer, the more you can get out and do things. That's where the networking, if you will, happens. That's where you get known. That's where it allows you opportunities that you might not otherwise have. But you have to be willing to put the other person first and not just, what can I buy or sell? Or I want people to buy my widgets. Because we've all been there where you go somewhere, you mistakenly give your card to the wrong person, and they spend the next 2 weeks trying to get you to buy whatever they're selling. And it's like, that's not what networking is about. And I've heard people say, I'm not going to come back to this event because nobody bought my stuff. Well, that's because you didn't understand why we were here. We weren't here to buy your stuff.
Now, we've had this long experience of being remote, and we have that switch in our head from going to a place, carrying our cards, or trying to shake hands with people. But you've ventured into both internationally and locally. Speed dating. We've heard of speed dating, but speed networking. What is that like when people do it digitally? Some people might not be able to imagine, how am I going to do a networking session with these four Hollywood squares?
Well, you know what? It's one of the things that I believe that was a winner from the pandemic, because we learned some different skills. So speed networking looks like two or three people in a room together, you know, in those Hollywood squares, and you've got a short period of time, say 5 minutes, to introduce yourself, what you do, find out the other person, what they do, and set up time to talk later in depth. It isn't about you going in depth there or telling them about your widgets, because once again, people don't really care. They want to know, how can we put something together? And help helping people understand the difference and forcing that has made all the difference as far as I'm concerned. The other thing is it has made functioning internationally or globally a reality. You know, many of us talk about, oh, I want to be international, I want to have a global business, but you didn't know what that really means. What that means now is when someone says, let's get together at a certain time, my question is your time or my time? What is the time zones are we talking about? Got to remember to ask that question. I constantly ask people, where are you and what time is it there? So I was talking to a lady today, 12:30 in the afternoon. And I said, so where are you, France? What time is it there? It was 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, so, you know, setting up a call with her, I have to be mindful that it's going to be a different time zone and we're going to do different things. And it has, for me, has made the difference in how we do work. You know, I talk to people all over the world. People come to our conference from all over the world. And I'm really excited. And now it has its challenges because every now and then we mess up the time zones. Oh, my goodness. But it helps us to learn that there's more than just where we are, more than just where you live, that there is a world out there functioning and we get to meet those people. And I think that's absolutely awesome.
When we're talking about and sharing things that people who are independent or may just find it totally bewildering when people say you have to get out there and market yourself, because a lot of times publishers may publish someone's book, a person might have invested in doing it themselves, but when they say, well, you got to get out there and get behind your work, this thing of using a calendar, there's one, you teach a lot of skills, but how do you make these calendar appointments and make it possible for people to make a virtual coffee date with you?
Okay, so what I'm really big about is teaching people how to use systems, okay? And so I use a calendar system. I happen to use Calendly, but any of them will work. But I went out a little bit further and bought a URL, okay? And we know that we can buy those. So my URL is letsdocoffee.info. If you go to that, you automatically go to my calendar, which has already been set up for a certain time, days and time, and you can go in and schedule a time. I don't have to be involved in that at all. If I send somebody either the link or the URL, they can go in and do it themselves. And that becomes really important because that's keeps us from going back and forth. What day are you available? I'm available Wednesday. Oh, I can't do Wednesday. I can do Thursday. Okay, Thursday. Morning, afternoon, and we're going back and forth when I can set up a system that takes care of all of that and the person goes in and puts in what works best for them. And I think that that's what we have to get around to doing. Okay, I'd love to. Again, it's systems. And as we get older, you know, we kind of remember so many things. Some of us remember when we had telephone party lines and that kind of stuff. Okay, so we're like really zooming into the 21st century. And it has to do with what they call short codes. So this is a general number that a lot of people have. That's 321, 421, 5213. And if you text the word diva to it, it automatically sends you back a link. You click on that link and it sends you to my digital business card where all things information diva, how to set an appointment with me, how to tell me when your birthday is, how to hear a speech I'm giving, how to get to my website. All of that comes back up. Again, that's what technology is doing for us today. One of the things that I want to invite your listeners to pay attention to, as we're going to the conference, one of our nights is spending an evening in the metaverse. That is our next iteration of things to be. Things are going to be done online that you don't even have to be there. You set it up once and people can come and visit your store. They can come visit your books. There's just so many things that are happening and we just have to keep up with the technology. And that's what I really, when you talk about passion, I'm passionate about keeping it up with it for myself, but also spreading the word to other people who, like myself, have gotten a little older. And this is new to us, but guess what? It's new to everybody else too. So we can learn it just like they can, and we're going to get out and do it.
Now, I'm excited about this metaverse. That's kind of one of the things that you're offering in association with this event. What's the 3 days of your event? And then how does this trip to the metaverse work in?
Okay, well, first thing I want everybody to know is that the metaverse is not owned by Mark Zuckerberg, okay? His company, Facebook, is now called Meta, and it was in getting preparation for this, and he has a thing called metaverse, but he does not own the metaverse, okay? So that's number one. What it does is, like I said, allows people to do things in virtual reality without buying a special headset or all that. We're going to do it through Zoom because everybody knows how to use Zoom and get a chance to experience it. So the conference itself is November 10th, 11th, and 12th all day. And that's Pacific time. But, you know, we have people coming from Canada, from the UK, from the Philippines, from the Bahamas, all over the United States. So everybody is welcome. You just come in and fit in where you can. But 3 days before that, we're doing what we call bonus days, and that's exposing people to the level of information that we provide at the conference. So what the first night, which would be the 7th, is we are doing speed networking. We just talked about it. We're going to do speed networking. The only criteria for any of this is that you have to register. You do not have to pay anything. You just register so we know you're coming. You want to come on time because the speed networking door closes, I think, in 10, 15 minutes, and it's locked and you can't get in, so that it makes it fair for everyone. Then the second night, we are doing engagement on Facebook. How do you go on Facebook and get people to like your stuff, to make comments? And we'll talk about why it's important to make comments on other people's things and how many words the comments need to be long for it to count. You know, people say, oh, how many likes? Likes don't really count anymore. So we want to tell you what is happening, and we'll practice that. And then the third night, that Wednesday night, that's when we're going to the metaverse for a couple of hours. And you're going to get a chance to see people's books up there displayed. And you're going to get a chance to see some of the speakers from the conference speak in the metaverse. And you'll understand about having avatars and all of this, because that is the future. In the future, we're going to be hosting, teachings and conferences and stuff in these beautiful looking buildings that aren't real, but you'll be there and get a chance to see all kinds of things and walk through the mall and through the park and the water and all of this stuff. But you're doing it from the comfort of your own home, not having to worry about paying for hotel and travel and all of this. This is what the future holds.
Now, I'm excited about that future. Somebody a few months ago invited me to the metaverse, but in that particular one, you could just have your shoes. You could see your shoes. You could move from to the thing, and to come up to the microphone, you had to make your shoes jump up and down. But it sounds like at the one that we're going to get a taste of, it will be a whole body, not just the shoes.
Yes, and I've seen the bodies with no arms, okay? What's happening is it's growing every day, and people are doing more and more things and trying to figure it out. So the company that is sponsoring us, helping us do it, has full bodies, and they can run and jump. The avatars can, and you can go to the mall, or you can go to the university. She even showed me that she could walk on water, because I like water, so the avatar was walking on water. You could have it on an island. It's just amazing what they can do. And it's all controlled by what people can think of. When they think of it and they just build it, she was showing me the kind of booth that we'll have. And it's just phenomenal. Just got to get used to it.
Yeah, I think these 3 days, well, actually now it works out to be 6. But could you tell people again, because I've interviewed a fair number of authors who have their book and they wonder, okay, what's next? And I understand people who sign up who want to be authors, that there's still some spaces for authors to have their book shown in the metaverse and for them to possibly have a take part in an author's interview session. Can you tell what's the number again for people to click on or go to
okay. For all things for the conference, you want to go to theleverageconference.info, I-N-F-O, theleverageconference.info. And that tells you everything that's going on. Just keep clicking through pages and find things. We do have an author showcase. And since you're listening to Sister C's radio show, if you're interested in the author showcase, send her an email and let her know, or email me and tell me that you heard it on here, so she gets credit for getting the people there. What happens with our authors, and, you know, honestly, I guess it could be done with music. We just hadn't done it. But you get interviewed for about 10 minutes talking about your book, and you get to tell people where they can purchase the book. And we're basically interested in why you decided to become an author and what your journey was like, because we're trying to encourage people to write. And you get a copy of the interview. It's a visual as well as audio interview, and you get a copy of that. And if you do it now, you also get to have your book cover in the metaverse. It's going to be on a poster as we're walking through rooms, and our tour guide will point out the different books that people have that are there. So it's really a great opportunity. There is a marketing fee attached to it, so you'll want to be aware of that. But I really encourage you, if you're just getting started or further along even, this may be something for you to do, to check out. I'd be more than happy to help you with it. You know, again, reach out to me at theleverageconference.info, or reach out to Sister C, or you can email me, diva@theinformationdiva.com. And, you know, let's get that done. But the conference is nearby, so if you're interested, now's the time to take action.
Okay, no, my show. So luau, you know, now that we can have live events, I'm going to have a luau for Salua. But it stands for Speak Up. We speak up. I have guests. I speak up about issues of the day, speak up about areas of health, areas of wealth, and just around creativity. I have within our group, you've heard our show sometimes, as my oldest person is 82. He wrote a book, and you heard it through the Powered by Age podcast that's sometimes heard as part of Salua. But the opportunity to meet other people who are writing, to meet other people who are discovering, how do I promote myself? And it's not the old way that you order and you get a case of books and you fill your garage up with the minimum order of books that you have to buy, but really seeing how this, in this digital world, and a conference like this, you're able to get the inspiration and see some simple ways to promote yourself. I wanted to ask about speakers, that there are speakers at this conference who have the challenge that they have to tell people, teach people at least three things that they would learn and give a couple of tips. What day is the speakers platform?
Okay, so speakers are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Our Thursday speakers are talking how to, or they're telling the why of what you do. Our Friday speakers are thought leaders, and, you know, we always have a thought leaders roundtable, and I'm really excited because we talk about tough things that other people don't talk about. So our roundtable discussion this time is, the title is A House Divided Will Not Stand. And never in the history of the United States have we been more divided than we are today, which makes us an easy target for other countries who want to take over. We need to put that on the forefront and have conversation about it. So we will. So on Friday, people who are wanting to help you reform your thoughts will be talking. And then Saturday is our Master's Day. And these are the people who are actually doing the stuff, as we say. And they're showing you what they do to be successful. Our masters generally are doing 6 to 7 figures in their businesses. And they're you know, accomplished people. And we're just wanting people to have, wherever you fit in, find a place to go. One of the things I'm proud that we're adding is this year every day I will be doing a coachable moment with the Information Diva, where I will provide some coaching as a part of your ticket. So there's something there for everyone. We encourage you to participate, come give it a shot, see what's happening. And I guarantee you, you'll find something that you can take home and actually put into action immediately.
Last year, from that day, when they had the experts make presentations, I learned something and I used it that really helped my poetry. Some of you all know I am a poet and I do poetry on my show, but he gave a challenge of just taking your phone in your hand. It was like a contest to see how many people could just read something for 30 seconds, not rehearse it, just do something for 30 seconds and go into their phone, and how many people they could send it to. So I think I made 52 people because I did 30 seconds of a poem, and I just went down Facebook Messenger and just hit send, send, send. And so many people told me me doing it with the camera that they listened more than when I had just put it up there as print, or when I had just recorded it. So a lot of you have got a phone, and it has really been, I wouldn't say just the older people, because the younger people get told too, you got to have this budget and you got to have somebody to do all of these things. Well, the radio skills that I learned from CJSF on how to time myself so that I could do a 30 second read, that helped a lot. And I've done several that way, and I've gotten a lot of compliments, comments, besides just people putting likes. So I'm just saying that to say, on that last day of the conference, where there are people who have got successful 6 and maybe 7 figure businesses, they don't just tell you airy stuff. There's some actual specific skills that are beneficial to people who are just starting out and just looking for something that will help them build their audience, build their business, move their book, move their song, move their, I was going to say their dance, but just to move forward. So I'm not doing a commercial, but I'm just saying this conference is something I have seen over a 4-year period move from where there were people in a hotel room having to pay for food and just go to the inconvenience of flying into the city. So this conference has got people. There's some people from Canada. There are people from the UK, people from France. And I learned something. If you are a person who is an event planner and looking at how do you organize something where you do look at the time zones and put something at a time zone where some people aren't having to watch at 2 o'clock in the morning, you really learn a lot through just being involved in this conference. And the 3 bonus days are things that will give you some skills that you can, when you're sitting with, you know, if people have a team, you know, whether it's a music team, whether it's a school project team, we'll learn some things that will help your team to collaborate differently. talk about leverage, I think about leavening bread. You know, my first thing I learned to cook was my grandmother's bread, which you would leaven. So I was trying to picture when I would hear the diva talking about leverage. I thought, is it leavening? How do you leaven something? But what's your association with that word?
Well, you know, as I said, we look at it as networking plus collaboration equaling opportunity, and that's leverage. But one of the things that you said, you did your 30 seconds on Messenger. People can do it just on their phones and send it as text messages. And you'd be surprised, you know, how many you can do in less than 10 minutes and how people will respond to you, because it is getting involved with people, having people getting involved with you. And even people that you think know what you're doing aren't really sure. And then they see it and they go, oh, that's what you do. Oh, my goodness. You know, I once challenged a group of people to ask people, what do you do? Just send out an email, say, hey, what do you believe I do? And you'd be surprised how much people don't know what you do. At least I was surprised. And then you wonder why they can't refer you, because they don't really understand. And it's up to us to help them know what we do so that they can help us. So there are a lot of things that we can learn from each other and get accomplished. And that's what the desire of the conference is. How are you going to, when you start out at the beginning, we're going to ask you to kind of take your pulse. Where are you? Why are you there? Kind of thing. And at the end of the day, now that you've been there for 3 days, what did you learn? What can you do differently? How will you be different next year this time? And that's what's important. We all want to get better. We all want to do more things. And, you know, we all got a plan and, you know, something that we want to accomplish, and we want to see you do it. We want to see how big can it get? That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, so looking at two big opportunities, because CJSF as a radio station, a college radio station, we used to be up on the ground level where there was a glass and people could walk by and see it. Now it is in the bottom of the student union, but you can hear us worldwide. Take the time to ask somebody, you know, what do they do? What are they passionate about? It's surprising when I ask people, what are they passionate about? They say, I'm not mad at anybody. And it's the driving force. But I was having a hard time during the pandemic. I said, did all the publishing agents die? Nobody is sending any information about people. I was saying, I want to interview artists. I want to interview people who've got music out. I want to interview people who are appearing somewhere, doing something. And people have not been so comfortable or inspired to write your own things. Definitely, it's good if you have the budget for a press agent, but you can be your own press agent. And some of the techniques that you will be hearing about at the conference, some of the techniques that are just there available for you to do, you know, going around the college campus and attending some of the meetings or events that people have on the wall, you can learn to talk about what you do. I'm going to be speaking, and one of the things I'm speaking about is put your best story forward. Because sometimes when people have that 15 seconds of fame, they tell the worst story about themselves. So we are just looking at, you know, inviting Deborah and sharing Deborah, because she shared so much with us at different times. We were talking about anti-bullying, that the bullying wasn't just for school children, but ways to deal with anti-bullying in the workplace and the corporate level. Deborah has worked with police forces to help schools prepare for active shooters. So the depth of what she does is wonderful. So you do want to meet the information diva and take part in the things, learn more about the different sessions. These bonus nights going to the metaverse, going to speed networking. When you say speed and the ING, I think of speed dating. The most horrible thing I did was go to a speed dating thing, and it was just horrible. So I'm happy that we have this way of doing speed networking, and that there's so many successful tips or success stories that you can say of what's happened with people using that approach to talk with people. You already know you're going to talk to them about business. You have already learned what are the key things that you can say in 15 seconds. So, and it would just be good. So do write down that number again. Text DIVA to 321-421-5213. Look at attending the Let's Talk Leverage Conference, which is happening. What are those magic dates again?
Okay, we're going to correct that a little bit. It's the Leverage Conference. The Let's Talk Leverage is our podcast, and your listeners are definitely always invited. But the Leverage Conference for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs is happening November 10th, 11th, and 12th, with bonus days the 7th through the 9th. So really want you to come. If you need more information, go to theleverageconference.info, and we'd be glad to help you.
There are some listeners that contact me from time to time at my email, which is I am Sister C. IAMSISTAC@gmail.com. That's also an email that you can use to send me your bio. If you are a musician, a writer, a speaker, and you'd like to come on, speak up, listen up, act upon, you can send me an email, because I'm not getting them, and there is this opportunity.
And that's one of the things we want to help people to understand. Opportunities are always there. That would be evidence of a collaboration that creates an opportunity. But we've been taught in general not to jump at these things. And I want to say, if ever there was a time to jump, it's now. Get out, get your information out. You know, again, content is queen. You have a ton of content. Get it out there and let people know.
That gives me an opportunity to let people know that the first Friday of November is my fun drive show. The first week of November, we are all going to be doing fun drive. This station, it actually costs $125, maybe $126 an hour. So if you plan ahead to donate $60, you'll be paying for a half an hour of the showtime. We don't charge you to be on the show. No one who's interviewed on the show is never charged to pay anything. And there are some places that you will hear people say you have an opportunity to come and talk about your song, dance, or whatever, and you have to pay. But you have this opportunity to also support the station. So you can plan ahead. You can drop by. If you're on the campus, drop by, write a check, say that you want to subscribe and pay $15 a month. But just look for the fun drive that the first week of November is CJSF's annual fun drive. Now, we have talked about money, and there's an old song. I'm an old person. That's a song I love called Money, 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 Money. So we are going to play that song so that you can think about the things that you have heard. You can, even while you're listening to us, compose your email, and you can also put in your information to register for the Leverage Conference. So we're going to take it away for a few minutes with Money, Money, Money. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Money, money, money. You've heard some ways to make some money by getting behind yourself, promoting yourself, collaborating with others, and taking advantage of the worldwide opportunities there are for people to read your book, hear your song, do your dance. The other song is Just Do You. Just Do You. You are enough. Sometimes when you hear so much and read so much of what it says for you to become successful, you could think, oh, I am not enough. But when you listen to this song, you are going to be convinced you are enough. Indy Irey.
Okay, I want to thank you, Charlotte, for having me. And if anybody wants any information about the Leverage Conference for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs, you can get that at theleverageconference.info, theleverageconference.info. Thank you again for your time today.
And spell leverage for them.
Leverage, L-E-V-E-R-A-G-E. And when you hear my folks from across the pond, they call it leverage. So leverage or leverage. We'll see you at the conference.
All right. See you again. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C. Thank you for spending the morning with me here at CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, cjsf.ca, streaming worldwide. We invite you to listen again next week at 10. It will be Fun Drive. I'll be looking for you to send some funds. I will be talking to you about money because we know we appreciate you. I love you as readers. I love some of the stories that you do send me, or comments that you put sometimes at our Instagram, and other places on social media. So, you know, the show next week or every week is at 10. But when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.